If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good news. What happened to our technology this morning?
Well, that's the problem with technology is when it lets you down, it properly lets you down. No, we had a bit of a problem on the Skype call. We couldn't seem to hear you. So I just thought I would call you this way. All right. Can we please talk about Apple and its big announcement?
Well, yeah. Apple had their WWDC virtual conference last night. And it started with like a aerial tour of their pretty insane complex in Cupertino in California. I mean, what an unbelievable place to work. It would be quite interesting to work there. Yeah, no wonder they turn out such interesting devices. But anyway, the WWDC conference is all about their software in truth. But they had, and I mean, we'll go into a lot more detail about what's coming from Apple with iOS 14, iPad OS 14, everything's 14. Quite interesting. They just completely skipped 13 for some unknown reason. I think it's a lucky number.
But I also think so. Look, I think in 2020, yeah, we just didn't want to look for any trouble. So we didn't, anyhow, you know what? This is not a year to tackle 13. Let's go on to 14.
No, you don't take chances in 2020.
Exactly.
Definitely not. Anyhow, so 14's on its way. Some amazing, amazing changes. You know, the Android guy saying, well, finally Apple's stolen all the Android features. I said, no, they didn't invent them. They just perfected them. Then I got seriously trolled on Twitter. But anyhow, such is a story for Thursday. But the big, huge anticipated announcement from Apple is that finally they are making their own silicon for the MacBook Pro. Now the MacBook Pro has a huge history of being the creative's computer. It's always been the most powerful, slickest, and probably the most widely used computer for the creation of pictures, movies, all sorts of creative work over many, many years. A crown they've pretty much held for since they started. So they've got about 10% of the market, and finally they have decided that based on the work they've done on all their iPhones, I mean the iPhone processor today is actually the H12X, I think it's the one they're using now. Sorry, there's just too many numbers in my head. But their latest processor in the iPhone 11 is essentially more powerful than the vast majority of laptop processors made by Intel or AMD for that matter right now, other than some specialized gaming stuff. But what they've announced is that finally they are going to start transitioning across to their own silicon. In other words, MacBook Pros are going Intel free. Not all. They say they will still continue supporting Intel for many years to come. They'll still make some new Intel laptops for quite a few years to come. But essentially, they've released a developer's version using the A12X. That's where the number came from, which is the current processor that's being used in iPads. They've released it for the latest version of their operating system called Big Sur. And this will have no Intel inside at all. And it might not completely trash the revenue of Intel going forward because, as I said, 10% of the market is handled by Apple. But it's a huge indicator that the time has come for a big rethink in the processor market. Intel completely dominated for decades. It was called Wintel for many reasons because the two sort of were lockstep all the way from Mickey Mouse little computers to hugely powerful processors that ran and still run pretty much all the data centers around the world. So Intel are going nowhere. But from a consumer point of view, what it does, and this is where it gets really interesting, effectively, Big Sur, the latest version of the Apple operating system for Macs, will run native iOS or iPhone apps. So in other words, because the processor is essentially the same processor as the one that runs in an iPhone, you can take an iPad or an iOS app and run it on your computer, no changes whatsoever. But in typical Apple fashion, they've come up with a system which runs emulation, which will run Windows, it'll run any operating system in the background without any change, and a system which they call Rosetta 2, which some of the younger people in the audience may remember was part of their transition from PowerPC to Intel many years ago.
And the older ones of us think about the Rosetta Stone. So, yeah.
No. Now you're really pushing the older envelope significantly. But essentially, they will be able to run any older apps that run on Intel seamlessly and without any intervention from a user on the new PC or the new chips that are coming, the new MacBook Pros and Macs that are coming. And they promised that this will be available by the end of the year. So they've normally, in previous iterations, they took over a year to get that going. Now it seems that with the innovation and lockdown, there've been lots of guys sitting at home figuring this out and writing the software. And they did a quick demo. It looks entirely seamless. And it looks incredibly quick, considering the silicon they're using in their demo PCs right now is still not the one that they will release. It's much less powerful than the chip that they're going to release towards the end of the year.
Incredible.
And the other major benefit is that you're going to double battery life, I reckon. They didn't announce anything.
Yeah,
but that is the biggest promise of the ARM-based chips that they're working on. At least double battery life with much higher power, which is quite a big deal. So 20 hours of use on your laptop. How's that for a good
phenomenal
one?
Phenomenal. Absolutely unbelievable. Stephen Ambrose, that is where we leave it. That's the Tech Report. You can catch Stephen on a Thursday morning for a full hour of tech at 11.